ending months of speculation, U.S. President Joe Biden announced his pick for Federal Reserve Chair.
I'm nominating Jerome Powell for a second term as chair of the Federal Reserve.
Powell served a first term during one of the worst economic downturns in recent U.S. history. That's why Biden believes he's the right choice again.
When our country was hemorrhaging jobs last year and there was panic in our financial markets, Jay's steady and decisive leadership helped to stabilize markets and put our economy on track to a robust recovery.
Powell faces a storm of challenges, rapid U.S. inflation with price spikes for everyday goods like gasoline and food, and supply chain shortages that have left retailers struggling to keep shelves stocked. The central bank must decide how to keep prices stable.
We will use our tools both to support the economy and a strong labor market and to prevent higher inflation from becoming entrenched.
Analysts say raising interest rates is one possibility.
But it's not clear he should do that, because if the supply bottlenecks open up soon, and there's some evidence that they're starting to, then you don't want to slam on the brakes just when the road is straightening up.
Financial markets responded favorably to the nomination, but the reaction wasn't always favorable from within the Democratic Party. Senator Elizabeth Warren has repeatedly criticized Powell for not doing more to protect Americans from financial institutions' misdeeds. She says she will vote against his renomination.
Over and over, you have acted to make our banking system less safe, and that makes you a dangerous man.
Despite that disapproval by some members of the president's own Democratic Party, Jerome Powell is expected to be confirmed by Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. Senate. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.